For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
I just got back from a wonderful week at Stratford. That's the Ontario venue that most people think is just for Shakespeare.
Well, they've taken the word Shakespeare out, but what a luxurious time you had, five plays in a week there.
Five plays in 1 week. Stratford is a little farther from Buffalo, but it has the very same feel as the Shaw Festival. Big repertory theater. You see the same actors in multiple roles, and some of them are absolutely astoundingly different. For example, the fellow who played Macbeth in a very fierce manner later on ended being one of the idiots on stage during Molière's The Hypochondriac. So
what fun.
You never know.
Highlight of your week in Stratford?
Well, I'd have to say it was Ibsen, a play not well known, called John Gabriel Borkman.
Not well known to whom?
Well, not well known to most people.
Yeah. All right.
It's not one that, has the top 10, name an Ibsen play. And I kind of contrasted that with something we saw at the Shaw, which was Strindberg's The Dance of Death. So in the middle of the week at Stratford, it was sort of Sturm und Drang Day. Anyway, John Gabriel Borkman, it's at their Patterson Theater where they put on their more edgy plays. And it's the story of hubris, a man brought low with a little help from getting stabbed in the back, figuratively, by his best friend. So really powerful.
Well, Strindberg and Ibsen, if you add a Chekhov, you got the trifecta, masters of modern drama.
Well, actually, I did earlier in the summer with Uncle Vanya.
I think that we should parcel out your Stratford experiences and you can regale us. I think you saw some of the musicals. I went to the movies. Now, how often do I say that?
I'm shocked.
I was so curious to see the Frears film of Florence Foster Jenkins with Meryl Streep as the worst singer who ever lived, Florence Foster Jenkins, who thought that she was Rosa Poncel and Maria Callas and booked Carnegie Hall and gave a concert and recorded laughably terrible singing. And I'd seen two previous stage presentations, Souvenir and Glorious, done in London, New York, and then again in Buffalo with Mary-Kate O'Connell, and was curious to see this film treatment. I was quite taken by surprise because the stage versions treat Florence Foster Jenkins entirely as a joke. And the film puts it back, a remarkable script by Nicholas Martin, British screenwriter, who seems to say, no one's life is a joke. How could this possibly have happened? And digs into the life of Florence Foster Jenkins with some very moving surprises and explanations for how this phenomenon came to be, very emotionally powerful. And it's a surprise. The overall gesture of this film is serious. The comedy is undeniable. But she is ultimately a heroine, not a joke, and not in a purely sentimental way, though there's also sentiment. And I very much admired the film. Rather amazed as well by the performance of Simon Helberg as Cosme McMoon. Do you remember Mr. Helberg? He's on that Big Bang Theory television show.
Oh my gosh, don't tell me. He's Wallowitz?
Yes, Howard. He's little Howard. He plays Cosme McMoon, a serious musician who gets a job accompanying the worst singer who ever lived, and then that he realizes his career is slipping away the second he walks onto the stage of Carnegie Hall with this woman. Brilliant, nuanced performance. We're talking Oscar nomination quality for this guy who's on Big Bang Theory. Just what an event.
Well, I have to tell you, I had less than zero interest in seeing Florence Foster Jenkins, the movie, but just looking at your face as you're talking about this, gotta go.
I was very impressed.
I can tell.
With the film. And the other big event with the week was a name which apparently means only something to me. Well, I guess it meant some. Bonnie Moronka, the critic, the founder of PAJ, Performance and Arts Journal, now in its 40th year, was brought into town by Torrance Bay Theater in conjunction with their huge installation down at Silo City last weekend. She spoke at Hall Walls. Brilliant, brilliant woman, winner of the George Jean Nathan Award, which is kind of the Nobel Prize for drama criticism. And fascinating talk, reflecting on 40 years of PAJ, her belief that it is important for people engaged in the avant-garde to have a sense of history, how it disturbs her that young artists and even some critics look upon history as nostalgia. But her saying, before you congratulate yourself and call yourself controversial or subversive or iconoclastic, wouldn't it be useful to know what came before you? And wouldn't it be useful to know if someone else did exactly the same thing 40 years ago. Brilliant talk by this remarkable woman last Saturday at Hall Walls.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.